T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on WWL, I'm Jeff Nowak alongside the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We are getting ready for a super regional at Alex Box Stadium. It's exciting. It's exciting stuff. And to talk about it, we are bringing in the Advocate's LSU baseball reporter, Leah Van. She was out at Jay Johnson's press conference today. Leah, how are you doing out there?
Doing well. I might be a little breathless because I'm working out right now, but we'll get this going.
Oh, well, that's a good habit. We have enough bad habits. That's good. If you could do like walk and chew gum, or if you could do two things at once, I'm proud of you, Leah. That is a good thing, to be able to carry this conversation with us and still work out. I'm impressed.
We're increasing lung capacity here as I do this radio interview from the stair climber, probably annoying everybody around me.
Well, it is important to stay active when you have to sit through like 8-hour rain delays.
Oh, yes. 8-hour rain delays. Hopefully that's not the case this weekend, but it might be. You never know. I mean, how did that strategy work out? I think pretty good for Coach Johnson with Paul Skeens, right? When you think about it, Eric, because everybody's saying, oh, we're pitching him against Tulane? What? Come on. But it seemed like it worked out.
Yeah, I think, and Jay touched on this at kind of the last press conference after the Oregon State win. He said that, like, okay, well, if we would have gotten a rain delay, say Paul Skeens gets through like a couple innings, might have been able to use him later in the weekend. So, I mean, and if you look across like college baseball and what happened this past week, there are a lot of hosts that ended up not winning their regional or losing even like the first game of their regional, right? So
right.
I think throwing the ace really did end up working out for the best for LSU.
Well, to get on the winner's side, you know, you don't want to come out that loser bracket, and, you know, the LSU Tiger fans didn't necessarily have confidence in their pitching staff as a whole. But I think they might be coming together at the right time. But, Leah, what about as far as Kentucky's approach? You know, LSU won 2 of 3 against Kentucky. I don't know if it even matters. That was back in April. But even though they 10-run ruled them, I thought, oh, LSU is going to sweep Kentucky. But Kentucky won that second game. Then that third game was 7-6. Do you think that maybe they could sacrifice a game, that being Kentucky, the first game, and maybe go with their better pitches in the second and third game if it ever would come to that? Do you think that that could be some kind of strategy Kentucky could utilize?
Yeah, I think we saw that with a lot of SEC opponents, that they would throw their aces on a Saturday. You know, we especially saw that at the back end of the season. I think Auburn threw Tommy Vail on a Saturday. I think Georgia did the same thing. So I think, you know, that's certainly a possibility. I'm not sure if Kentucky wants to take that risk going into a super regional. But, you know, what kind of happened in that second game against Kentucky was LSU committed 3 defensive errors.
Right.
Not that they were all, like, huge, but, you know, you allow a guy on base that otherwise would have been an out, right? And then that can lead to 2 or 3 more runs, depending on what happens. So I think they really need to be clean defensively, because Kentucky is a small ball team. They're a little pesky, right? Like, they only have one guy who has hit double-digit home runs this year. And they're all very experienced baseball players. I mean, I was going through their roster today, and they're all – transfers from mid-majors, and even two of them came from other SEC programs. So they're not going to mess around, and they're not
right.
An all-star studded team like LSU is, and they know that. But they know that they can win by being annoying. And I don't know if y'all remember, I don't know if y'all watched, but those games took a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because they are just going to manufacture runs, right, which takes a lot more time, takes a lot more pitches. So I think, and then I mean, Kentucky's like pitching approach, I mean, LSU was able to get their starters out within 3 to 4 innings, right, each game.
Yep.
But they have a variety of arms that have thrown more than 50 innings this year. And so, like, and that's outside of their starters. So I think that they've got plenty of guys and plenty of experience to put up a fight. And I think LSU needs to be really careful defensively. And I also think that if LSU plays this game, like we saw against Oregon State, I think that it could be an easy 2-game sweep.
Now, Leah, looking at, and you brought up Kentucky wanting to play small ball, and that was kind of the approach against Tulane. I was surprised at that, you laid down sacrifice bunts. 4 of their 7 runs crossed thanks to what, either a grounder or a fly ball, and then with runners in score position, they were 4-10, a substantial improvement you know, compared to what they did on the back end of the SEC with that, whether the bases are loaded or runners in scoring position. But then you look at Oregon State, you know, more a power-hitting approach. Gorilla ball, however you describe it, with 9 home runs, 2 triples, 2 doubles, all but 1 homer was a solo shot. So did that maybe show you that LSU can win in more than one way or what?
Yeah, I mean, I think the small ball game was trying to get over that hump of, like, not being able to score with runners in scoring position, because
right,
through the month of May, I looked it up, through the month of May, LSU was batting 5 for 24 with the bases loaded.
Whoa.
So not very great. And then if you tacked on, I think it was the Tulane game, it was like 5 for 27. And so I think what they started to do was, okay, let's just focus on getting one runner out of it, right? Let's see if we can just score,
right,
like with a sac fly, with a sac bunt. And that started working. And then what do you know? You go into the next game against Oregon State, they're just hitting solo home runs. And then the last game, it was a mixture of everything, right?
Right.
And it was also hitting with runners in scoring position. So I think it is a really good sign that LSU was like, kind of their offense was back clicking again. Not that it ever wasn't. But, I mean, you look at the SEC tournament, and there were some low-scoring games for this offense specifically. You've got the nation's RBI leader sitting out in that last game. That was huge, right? And so I think they should have a lot of confidence in that. I also think they should come out of this regional appearance with a lot of confidence in their bullpen.
Yeah, and you talk about that first game against Kentucky. They did run rule Kentucky, so I think it's easy to forget. It wasn't necessarily Paul Skeen's best game. He had 13 strikeouts, but he allowed 7 hits, 4 earned runs. And I think what you saw somewhat against Arkansas in the SEC tournament is, you know, when you get that second look at a pitcher in college, you get a little bit of an advantage as the offense, whereas the pitcher might get that advantage the first time around. As you go into this series, did Jay Johnson give any indication one way or another how he might use his bullpen in terms of, obviously, you saw Riley Cooper with a really nice performance. Thatcher Hurd had a really long relief appearance. You know, what should we expect going into this series?
And, Leah, it seems like we like the left-hander. That maybe mm-hmm. that's a good thing. Explain that to me, because I'm a baseball fan. I didn't play baseball. But what does it mean when the coach says to be a champion – no, you have to have left-handed pitching and left-handed hitting. I think I might have read something that you wrote, Leah, about that.
Yes, and I actually have a story on it today if you key more into it. But, yeah, left-handers, I mean, 10% of the population is left-handed, right? And then an even smaller fraction of that plays baseball at an elite level, right? And so there's a lot of guys who grow up not seeing a lot of left-handed pitching. There's a lot of guys who don't see quality left-handed pitching, because quality left-handed pitching, most of the time, will probably go pro, because if you can throw 92 miles an hour from the left side, you're probably going to get drafted because they're at such a premium. So, you know, it's a different look. Their curveballs tend to break differently against left-handed hitters and, you know, kind of get them out, unless you're Trey Morgan. Trey Morgan surprisingly can hit left-handed pitchers very well. But, and then there's this other element that, like, for some reason, and nobody knows why, their fastballs seem to move more. And so they don't have to have as high of a velocity to get you out, because their fastballs have more movement. So they're just a different look. and they're just, like, harder to hit. Or they force a lot of weak contact if you're like a Riley Cooper or Nate Ackenhausen, right? And so whereas like Griffin Herring is more of like a high strikeout guy, he'll fill up the zone. Riley Cooper has got a curveball and a changeup that will really just get under you, or get under the bat. So you're going to either hit a ground ball or going to hit a really high fly ball. Last year they only had one left-handed pitcher, and that was Riley Cooper. This year they have four. Riley Cooper, they have Griffin Herring, they have Nate Ackenhausen, and now Javon Coleman. So it's just a different look, and also it just throws guys off, whether they be right-handed or left-handed. But, it's also just like right now, those are kind of the best bullpen guys that LSU has. And so they're just going to take advantage of that. Because other than like Thatcher Hurd, who is debatably a starter too, that's really all you have. And, yeah, there's Blake Money, there's Sam Dutton, there's a couple other guys, Bryce Collins, that we haven't seen as much of lately. But they also haven't been playing their baseball lately. And so I think those guys are also just guys that Jay trusts, and especially Riley Cooper. Riley Cooper has pitched in the College World Series before.
Now, Leah, now for sanity, look, if you can't make it to the box in Baton Rouge, LSU, Kentucky, I'm kind of intrigued with this. Now, I always look at it, Saints fans, who that nation, we go all the way to the Panhandle and Pensacola, the Gulf South. Well, I'm kind of intrigued what's going to happen in Hattiesburg with Tennessee versus Southern Miss. We all know LSU was in that region with Southern Miss last year in Hattiesburg, but are you intrigued? Because maybe Tennessee, they're peaking maybe at the right time. The comeback they had against Clemson, 14 innings, that was unbelievable. So I'm kind of intrigued also what's going to happen in Hattiesburg between Tennessee and Southern Miss.
I think so, too, because last year Tennessee was the number one seed like the entire year.
Right.
And then, of course, they fell in the Super Regional, which they hosted, right? And so it's like the curse of the number one seed. This year they still have like most of their guys back except for like pitcher Ben Joyce, who's already pitching in the major leagues, right? But, they kind of switched on their pitching after LSU. And so I think Andrew Lindsay, who threw a lot of relief, has been a starter for them. And Chase Burns and Drew Beam, who have more been starters, I think have taken more relief roles. And so their pitching is just really on it, and we know that they can hit. We have most of the guys back. So I think that Tennessee will probably take that super. I know that might be kind of controversial to say. But Southern Miss is always going to put up a fight.
Now, Leah, if you go with a dark horse, I don't know if you could say dark horse, if you make a super regional. But how about the Horned Frogs, TCU? Man, they waxed Arkansas. What was that? I thought that was a misprint. What was like 20-4? And you see two grand slams in one game.
Yeah.
He had 11 RBIs. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Watch out for TCU. Now, they getting the host Indiana State. Now, I thought this was crazy. Look, Indiana State's the only team making the first appearance in the Supers. And you look at the Sycamores now. They would have hosted TCU. Now, for a good thing, except for the school's commitment to host the Indiana Special Olympics this weekend. So, I guess they didn't think they would be in this situation to host a Super Regional. But I'm looking at Indiana State, their road record, they're 23-7, which is 767, the best in the country, and includes a win at Vanderbilt. So they won at Vanderbilt, but I thought, boy, here's Indiana State, boy. Great, you think here of Indiana State, Lee. I don't know if you're old enough, but I think of Larry Bird. Indiana State, Larry Bird. I mean, he's like the most famous guy, but here they got to go to TCU. But what TCU did to Arkansas, I think Arkansas got embarrassed.
Yeah, I was shocked by that. I am from Fort Worth, so pour one out, 8-1-7, proud of y'all. But, I was surprised by that. I always, TCU always has a good ball club, and I can't say I've looked too much into it this year, but that should be a really interesting super regional. And I know that Indiana State, the only really thing I know about them is that they were kind of the reason why Kentucky's RPI was so high all year long, because Kentucky ended up sweeping Indiana State at the very beginning of the season before we knew anything about Indiana State being good at baseball.
Whoa.
So, yes. So that's kind of an interesting nugget there. But, sure should be interesting. I wish y'all would have told me you were going to quiz me on all of college baseball because then I would have totally prepared for that.
I didn't know either, Leah. So
no, then, Leah. Yeah, I always come out of left field. You know, I'm kind of generic, and but no, I just look at it. I'm a casual baseball fan. But what? Indiana State's not hosting? And I said, well, they're not hosting because of the Special Olympics. Well, who could be against the Special Olympics in Indiana? Jeez. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Midwest. They're Midwestern Knights. So they gotta host the Special Olympics. And plus, that stuff is, like, planned out.
Yeah,
one or two years
well in
ahead
advance,
of time.
Yeah.
Well, Leah, I do have to tell you.
Baseball is not always about the best team. It's about the team that plays the best, you know, on that weekend. So.
Well, Leah, I do have to tell you, I saw on Twitter you were having a hard time over your black coffee obsession. I'm there with you. I'm also a black coffee drinker. So if you were a crazy person, I am also a crazy person. Either way,
Wanted
to get that out there. I know you talked to Cade Beloso today. The Hayden Travinsky, Cade Beloso back-to-back storyline was one of the funnest things of the weekend. You know, I think if you look at an X factor for this team on offense, who isn't, you know, Dylan Cruz or Tommy Tanks, who would you say that it is?
Yeah, I would say it is Hayden Travinsky. He's batting cleanup. He's homered in 10 of the last 20 games that he's played in. He's got a lot of power, and he's only getting better. Also, I think against Tulane, I swear he got on base every single plate appearance. I'll have to go back and check that. But, like, I think he had two walks, and he went, like, I don't know, 3 for 5 or something. I'd have to go back and look. But it wasn't just the fact that he was hitting, but the fact that he was also getting on base pretty consistently. So I think that Hayden Travinsky is a hot bat right now, and he has a lot of experience, too. And so, yeah, he's been a huge part of this lineup. I think Cade Beloso as well. And, you know, we don't really talk about those guys enough. But, you know, Cade Beloso, I think Jay has harped on this, like, from the beginning of last year, is, like, he was a huge loss. And this year, having him back, man, he's been somebody that steps up to the plate, and you're like, don't expect it. And he hits a home run, you know. I don't know why we don't expect it, but, you know, it's just not, like, one of the names that we're used to seeing. And now he's been a regular in the lineup. So, yeah, I would say that Hayden Travinsky and Cade Beloso have both kind of been huge factors, and especially Hayden Travinsky. I mean, he's just hot right now.
All right, we've been talking to Leah Vann, LSU baseball reporter for The Advocate. Go check out her latest content. She was kind enough to give us time during her workout. Thanks so much, Leah, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Leah.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.